Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Tommy Harper. Batting second. The shortstop, Ted Kubiak. Batting third. The right fielder, Ted Savage. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Danny Walton. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Hank Allen. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Roberto Peña. Batting seventh. The catcher, Phil Roof. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Gus Gill. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lou Kraus. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Lou Kraus. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The first baseman, Mike Fiore. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bob Oliver. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Keough. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Luis Alcaraz. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jackie Hernandez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Eli Rodriguez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Rooker. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Jim Rooker. And now, play ball. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak takes first base on ball four. Harper moves to second. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Harper moves to third. One out. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton hits a pop-up towards short. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Harper scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Brewers. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kelly. Allen reaches second base with a double. Walton moves to third. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alcaraz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a fly ball into center field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fiore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a line drive into left field. Walton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Oliver fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a fly ball into center field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough hits a fly ball into center field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Alcaraz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alcaraz hits a line drive towards third. Harper reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Kubiak hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage is 0-for-1 in the game. Savage is called out on strikes. Two outs. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Walton hits a line drive into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walden. Hernandez reaches second base with a double. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Hernandez trying to get to home. Allen throws the ball into Roof, who tags Hernandez, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Rodriguez moves to second. One out. Jim Rooker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rooker strikes out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-1 in the game. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fiore is 0-for-1 in the game. Fiore hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kraus fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Allen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0-for-1 in the game. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rooker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0-for-1 in the game. Roof hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Savage settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0-for-1 in the game. Keough hits a pop-up towards short. Kubiak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Alcaraz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alcaraz is 0-for-1 in the game. Alcaraz hits a line drive into left field. Walton picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Walton. Oliver goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's Brewers, 1, Royals, 1. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hernandez is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Royals 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Oliver fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus is 0-for-1 in the game. Kraus hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kelly, who is chasing the ball. Kraus reaches third base with a triple. Kelly throws the ball into Rodriguez, who tags Kraus trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harper. The throw from Rodriguez and he is safe. Harper steals second. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Kubiak hits a fly ball into left field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rodriguez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Rooker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rodriguez. The throw from Roof and he is safe. Rodriguez steals second. Jim Rooker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rooker is 0-for-1 in the game. Rooker strikes out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Kelly hits a line drive into right field. Savage settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Kirkpatrick pinch hits for Mike Fiore. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick hits a line drive into center field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Royals 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ed Kirkpatrick now playing left field. Joe Keough now playing first base. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage is 0-for-2 in the game. Savage hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kirkpatrick. Savage reaches second base with a double. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Walton hits a pop-up towards the mound. Rooker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Allen hits a line drive into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Savage moves to third. Two outs. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Savage. The slide. Rodriguez applies the tag. Savage is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-2 in the game. Otis hits a pop-up towards short. Kubiak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0 for 2 in the game. Keough hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Royals 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0 for 2 in the game. Peña hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0 for 2 in the game. Roof hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gill hits a pop-up towards third. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Luis Alcaraz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alcaraz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Alcaraz is called out on strikes. One out. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hernandez takes first base on ball 4. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Rodriguez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Savage. Rodriguez reaches second base with a double. Hernandez moves to third. John Gelner now pitching. Jerry McNerney now catching. Jim Rooker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rooker is 0 for 2 in the game. Rooker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Allen throws the ball into Gill, who tags Rooker trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Hernandez scores. Rodriguez scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Royals. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kelly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0 for 1 in the game. Kirkpatrick hits a fly ball into center field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Oliver fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Brewers 1. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 3 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Peña settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0 for 3 in the game. Keough hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Peña settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Savage hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Walton strikes out. Two outs. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Allen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0 for 3 in the game. Peña hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 3, and Milwaukee Brewers, 1. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.